We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome to The Connection, a weekly radio program where we share our experiences and expertise with stories of caring, courage, and change right here in Connecticut. Listen to learn about needed resources to improve your well-being and transform your life. Now, here are the hosts of The Connection, Lisa DeMattis-Lepore and Ann Baldwin.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to another edition of The Connection right here on WTIC News Talk 1080. I'm Ann Baldwin, one of the hosts of this program, and Lisa DeMattis-Lepore is also here with us this morning. She is the president and CEO of The Connection and does a wonderful job over there. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, Ann. How are you?
I'm excited. Whenever we have this guest on, I get so excited because she's such a firecracker. And I'm just really looking forward to our conversation with Mayor Erin Stewart. We've had her on the show before, but boy, it seems like every day something's changing. She's up to doing something else, you know, in the New Britain community. And I want to start with Mayor. Welcome to the program, first of all.
Hey. Welcome. Glad to be back.
You know, I got to tell you, Mayor, last night on the news, they had a picture of the B Bridge with the pink moon. Did you see that?
Wasn't that beautiful? Eva Grick, a local resident, she takes amazing pictures. It was stunning.
I got goosebumps. I got to tell you, you got to do something with that. That was just the most amazing photo, Lisa, of the big, full pink moon right over the lit up B Bridge here in New Britain. It was gorgeous.
It was stunning. I want to blow that up. I got to frame that and put that in City Hall somewhere. It was so nice.
Oh, it was absolutely gorgeous. So, Mayor, thanks again for being here. You know, what we talk about a lot on the show is just, you know, all the things that have been going on, you know, pre-COVID, now COVID, and all this stuff. And I know that, you know, as Mayor of New Britain, and congratulations again, it's a little bit late on announcing your re-election campaign. That's great. And you've had a baby since you were here last, and she's so adorable. There's just so much to talk about. But talk a little bit about what you've been up to in New Britain and you know, why this has become such a passion for you as far as, you know, addiction and really acknowledging this problem.
Oh, man. I know. There's so many things that have happened in my life since I last came. Lena is about to be 9 months old. I cannot believe it.
Aww, that's great.
I announced my re-election for this November too, so we've been busy with that. But most importantly, just a few months ago, we launched the New Britain Recovers Initiative, and it had initially started as just focusing on the opioid epidemic, focusing on helping our community heal and help them provide resources for those who are struggling with opioid addictions. However, we realized that there were a lot of, other complicating factors that happen when someone deals with this disease. Oftentimes it's homelessness. Sometimes it's just, it's a whole world of supports that are needed. And I mean, you guys know that, most people listening know that, but from a municipality's perspective, it's hard to tackle one issue head on without going at the root of the problem or tackling it in a more holistic approach. So we relaunched New Britain Recovers to bring together all of our human service and kind of social service initiatives underneath one umbrella. Because at the end of the day, you know, anyone who is you know, looking for the help that they need, right? We need to help them get to recovery and achieve recovery. And we need to have all of these support systems in place working together. That means all of our nonprofits, the hospitals in town, Hospital Central Connecticut, is a huge partner of ours. Everybody really working together under one umbrella. So we put together, a big launch. We had a nice, beautiful video that was put together with all of our partners. We gave out everybody an umbrella because you are safe underneath the New Britain Recovers umbrella.
Clearly, you're doing really, really needed work to address these prevalent issues in Connecticut and in New Britain, of course. And, it warms my heart of all the wonderful things that you're doing, Mayor, because the Connection, for 40 years has been dealing with homelessness and drug and alcohol addiction and mental health issues, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And we know that, as you stated, then opioid addiction, we've been seeing a rise in all of these issues, especially with COVID. There's been a rise of drug overdose, domestic violence, homelessness, et cetera. And so to hear that you're really focusing on this issue is, you need to be applauded. I think that's really fabulous.
I think what's most unique about it, too, is the fact that we have all of our providers together at the table. So we have
Definitely.
Our New Britain Recovers Executive Committee that will only meet a couple of times a year, but we have our work groups, and the work groups are where all of the heart and the meat of the work gets completed. And that's where we have every entity in New Britain that is involved in any way, shape, or form with mental health and wellness and recovery and addiction services come together to work collaboratively. And that's what makes this so unique. Typically, we see so many organizations, fighting against each other for certain funding. It's been really a pleasure to bring everyone together to say, okay, we have to work together and kind of, divvy up our responsibilities so that we can help the most people. Because you're right, we're seeing such an increase of those who are really, really struggling, especially coming out of the pandemic, whether it's with, opioid use disorder or homelessness or alcoholism, any type of drug use, and we're really all coming together and it's making a difference.
It's really important to, as you stated, to collaborate and realize that, and I think I've seen a shift in Connecticut for sure of organizations working together to support, exactly the same mission, although it's all stated differently. But at the end of the day, it is about, working with families and individuals who, suffer from, these types of issues. And the reality, Mayor, is, we're all seeing, the same client rolling in and out of services sometimes, or family members, right? There's such a link. So to come together and, to work without any hidden agendas and really work, towards a goal of recovery and getting healthy and finding a home for people is just, I think it's just so crucial. And it's so wonderful that you did that. So kudos to you.
Thanks. There's two specific pieces of New Britain Recovers and two programs that we've put together that I would like to talk about. And one of them deals specifically with our opioid use disorder, and that's our rapid referral network. And so this was one of the results of a large grant that New Britain Recovers applied for, that New Britain Emergency Medical Services is really spearheading this grant. Our Rapid Referral Network partners basically takes our first responders, whether it's our New Britain EMS paramedics, whether it's our triage nurses in the emergency room at the Hospital of Central Connecticut, whether it's our fire department first responders or the New Britain Police Department. And we're providing a safe outlet for people who are struggling to not go to jail, to get rid of that pipeline to a jail cell, and instead to get them into a recovery bed. The HOPE initiative is how it initially started, but now it's kind of transformed into a much more robust program. So our Rapid Referral Network partners has actually worked together to develop a system that meets all the HIPAA requirements, surprisingly, this is why it was difficult, that can be accessed through all of our partners who are providing medical care to see somebody's kind of history. You know, where have they been before? When have, you know, have they had, you know, overdoses in certain time periods? What information can we get about this individual to help the care that they need at that moment? And we have rolled that out just last month, and we have been able to help over 33 individuals so far with that program. That's one, and it's working very well.
That's great. And I want to tell you, if you want more information on New Britain Recovers, they've got a great website, and you can go to nbrecovers.org. That's nbrecovers.org. And if you're just tuning in, we're speaking with the great and wonderful Mayor Aaron Stewart, Mayor of New Britain, Connecticut. And you know, Aaron, I just see so many great things that you're doing. I follow you, obviously, on social media, and I just love the comments that come after whatever you post. It's part of my entertainment value at this point. You know, the majority of folks appreciate what you're doing. You know, just this morning, this week, rather, you demolished a huge eyesore in New Britain, and you're really cleaning the city up. You know, again, kudos to you. I know it's not an easy job because you're a big target, but you're doing a great job. I just want to say that.
Thank you so much. You know, I appreciate it. And hey, you can't make everybody happy, but I know that at the end of the day, if I'm doing what I feel, can improve our community, then I'm just going to head down and go, right?
That's right.
The other program I wanted to mention that New Britain Recovers has been able to put together is the Triage Center for Homelessness. Now, this is new and something that I feel like communities talk about often with having kind of like a drop-in center for people who are experiencing, maybe it's not homelessness, but maybe it's some type of trauma in their life at any given moment. We've been working really closely with our Friendship Service Center, a homeless shelter in town, to create a triage center that is open every night from 6 to 10 p.m. It's located on Arch Street. And if you are experiencing some type of trauma, whether it be homelessness or maybe, you know, you're, struggling with some type of addiction, you can stop into the triage center and there is supports that are there that will be available to you. Perhaps it's connecting you with a shelter bed for the evening. Perhaps it's getting you to speak with a mental health professional from community mental health affiliates. Perhaps it's just preventing you from, you know, going to find, you know, your next, you know, hit. That is what the center is there for. And we are in the process of securing funding through partners with the city and other New Britain Recovers partners to make this center open year-round, all day as well. So we're really proud to be working on that, too.
That's great. Well, another big thing, Lisa, that, you know, everybody's really dealing with right now is trying to get folks in the community vaccinated. It's been interesting what they've been saying in the news, that there's really been a decline of folks maybe getting their second shot, maybe even reluctance in certain communities to get their first shot. It's just the reality of where we're at. So I know, Mayor, you've been working very hard on that initiative for a while in New Britain, really encouraging everybody, including communities of color, to get their vaccinations.
Most importantly, communities of color to get vaccinated, and our ethnic mm-hmm. communities too. And Baldwin Media Strategies was very helpful with us in getting this message out there. We have been really trying to encourage people as much as possible to get out there, get the vaccine. It's smart. It's safe. Do it. It's not just, you know, for yourself, but it's for those around us. We're ready to get back to normal. We've started and we have been for the last couple of months doing a massive marketing effort to our residents in town. I will say the benefit of receiving a lot of federal support dollars has been in that we have the money to do public campaigns to educate people about the safety of the vaccine, about the importance of getting the vaccine, but also bringing it into our community without needing an appointment, which I found to be most important. People didn't want to go through the process of having to register. And, you know, a lot of elderly people who don't have computers or they couldn't, you know, sit on the phone and wait for 2 hours. So we have so many opportunities in town to get people vaccinated if they're interested. And we're doing really well. In 1 month, we increased our New Britain resident vaccination rates by almost 11%. And that's just a testament, I think, to a lot of the work that we're doing to make the vaccine more accessible.
Absolutely. And I know that you opened up a clinic over at One Liberty with Hartford Healthcare and the Tommaso Group. How is that going? And have you found that that's been a great asset to the community?
That has been an incredible partnership. And we started that because when we were getting the vaccines from the state, they were only giving us 100 vaccines a week. And, you know, we're 75,000 people. You're giving us 100 vaccines a week. And then they're complaining that the city of New Britain is just so low on their numbers. Well, hello, of course we're low because we're only getting 100 vaccines a week. So I picked up the phone, called up Hartford Healthcare, the president, Gary Havigan of Central Connecticut Region, and Jeff Wax of the Hartford Healthcare Network. And I said, can we do something? And they were there and responded to the call immediately. That vaccine mega center has been doing incredible. They've been vaccinating, you know, 400 to 500 people per day.
Wow.
And it's just been a great, great resource to have. We have the mobile vaccination vans that are coming to our neighborhoods as we speak. So they are units that will be out around town. We've been posting the flyers on our city social media page, so New Britain CT, New Britain CT on Facebook, or you can visit us online at newbritainct.gov, and we've been posting the flyers on the front page of our website. I've also been posting information on when they're accessible on my Facebook page at Aaron Stewart CT. And we've been printing them in the local newspapers as well. So it will certainly continue going on through the first week of May.
And is this mobile vaccine, Mayor, for only for New Britain residents?
These are for New Britain residents only. But you don't need an appointment you can just walk up and get one if you see it in town.
So is that for the first and second shot? Will it be, do you know what shot they'll be getting?
Yep, they'll be getting the Moderna shot, and the mobile units will be coming back at the time frame to come back to get the folks their second shot, mm-hmm. 4 weeks.
Well, that's fantastic.
It is great because I believe that, you know, there's so many people everywhere that, like you said, the process was, especially in the beginning, was a little cumbersome. You couldn't get in there. You couldn't get a shot. You couldn't get an appointment. There was just too much confusion and too much anxiety. And frankly, that's why I think that combined with the news media talking about, you know, what five and how many million people had a bad impact has really given people some reluctance. And we can't do that. We got to get back to normal, as you've said.
It's true. It's true. You know, I mean, out of 7 million shots, I think it was, you know, 7 people that had an adverse
Correct.
Reaction. So you got a 1 in a million chance. And that's what we've been telling people. And it doesn't diminish the impact or, you know, how important the vaccine actually is.
And that was, you know, that those numbers were for the Johnson & Johnson only. So but I just want to say kudos to you for putting together a mobile vaccine campaign. That is, to me, really thinking out of the box and really allowing people, if they don't have, whether they do or don't have access to the internet, I just think that it, you know, reduces the stress of having to figure that out. And, you know, I applaud your efforts so much, Mayor, for what you're doing in your town. It's really striking. So, wow.
Thank you.
You're a dynamo. You're a dynamo.
That's what we realize is that people don't want to be, you know, bothered having to go to an institution, having to go register to make an appointment. They just want ease of access. If the access to the vaccine is easy, they'll go and they'll get it. So we have to do our part by bringing these mobile units.
Absolutely. So Mayor Stewart, you announced, obviously, your reelection campaign. And, you know, a lot of people had suspected that you may not and that you would run for governor. Can you talk a little bit about your decision? I'm sure that maybe Lena had something to do with it, your adorable little girl. But why did you decide to run for another term here in New Britain instead of governor?
oh, the question of the month.
Yes,
right?
It is. That's why I saved it for the end.
And listen. And I'm happy and I'm fine with answering it. I mean, listen, I have a 9-month-old daughter and I have to make sure that I'm here for her. So I still have also so much work to do in New Britain. My work is not anywhere near completed here. You know, we just launched New Britain Recovers. I have all of these initiatives that are going on. And let's face it, COVID really took, you know, almost a year away from our development plans. Everything stalled. I want to make sure that I can continue to see these things through. And I'm just not done yet. And I want to still be here and also still have the flexibility to watch my daughter grow. But you know what? I have to think too, and I have to remember that I have to have patience. I'm still, you know, young in politics. I still have to, you know, take a deep breath, play the long game. And also, you know, I've got to wait for politics is all about timing and you have to know when the time is right. And the time right now is for me to continue as mayor and not go on to the state just yet.
Right. And you're building a new home.
Oh, yeah, I know. I didn't even mention that. Yes, we're in the middle of all of that right now, building a new house, which hopefully will be moved into within the next 2 weeks. 2 weeks. Oh, my God. Hear me. 2 months or so.
Wow. How exciting. What an exciting time.
Yeah, it's a lot, which means, you know, it's another reason why I can't pile on too much. Otherwise, you know, I'm not going to be able to give it my all or give anything really my all for that matter.
What would be interesting is, you know, we would be for you to just tell us how you got here. You know, what was it that, you know, made you, you know, sort of who you are and influence you to, you know, become the mayor and, you know, take on this amazing, amazing task that you're doing so well at?
It's an interesting story. I never really was interested in politics at all because, for those of you who know the story about my family, you know, my dad was formerly the mayor of the city of New Britain. He was elected mayor when I was 16 years old. So I was in New Britain High School and not the greatest time ever to have your dad be mayor because I hated every single minute of it because everybody's problem became my problem and I didn't want anything to do with it. So when I got to college, I certainly was planning to take a different track, but I ended up getting an opportunity to work for Congresswoman Nancy Johnson. She was a wonderful woman who represented the 5th District for over 20 years. And I guess I got bit by the political bug there, so they say.
Okay.
And, you know, the passion for wanting to give back just kind of grew and continued, and the opportunities opened up. I ran for the Board of Education. That's where I started. I was actually volunteered New Britain High School softball coach, and that was when I decided that I could make an impact on the Board of Ed, and I suppose the rest is history, huh? You want to give back and you want to make sure that the environment that you live in is well managed. And I think that unfortunately we all got a little taste here in New Britain of what happened when the town wasn't very well managed. And that was when I decided to throw my hat in the ring and run for mayor.
And thank God you did, because it was, I can tell you, and as someone who's had, you know, I have my business here in New Britain. I've been back for 4 years and I love every minute of it. I mean, there's construction going on. There's road improvements. There's just so much that's happening and you can just see the revitalization that's going on. And you talk about a train wreck before that. I won't even get into that. I can't say that word, something show. But anyway, you know, Erin, you've really taken this seriously. You know, I think because of your age, a lot of people wondered what is it going to be like? What's going to happen? But it's not about age. It's about passion and it's about commitment to community. And that's exactly what you've shown. And, you know, this has just been a very exciting conversation. Congratulations again on all of the initiatives. I do want to give people the website again for New Britain Recovers, because there's so many resources there. So many great organizations have come together to help people get through whatever they're going through. And it does take a lot of resources to make that happen. Trust me, I know. Website again is NB, as in boy, recovers.org, nbrecovers.org. And if you guys haven't had a chance to go see that pink moon picture over the B Bridge that was photographed, what's the photographer's name? I want to make sure we give her full credit again, Erin.
Oh, her name is Eva Grick. She's a wonderful New Britain resident.
Wow. It's just amazing. I hope to see that on flyers and up, you know, all over the place, because it gives you goosebumps. It was absolutely gorgeous. Well, keep up the good work. Keep up the good fight. Mayor Stewart, I'm going to see you at Stanley Golf Course for one of your fundraisers coming up in May. That'll be fun.
Can't wait. Looking forward to it. And thank you guys so much for having me and for the platform to talk about New Britain Recovers. It truly is making a difference in people's lives here in the city of New Britain. And our slogan is New Britain helps, heals, prevents, New Britain recovers. Thank you, ladies, so much.
Thank you. And thank you, Lisa. This has been a fun conversation, hasn't it?
Yes, absolutely.
And we hope that all of you enjoyed it just as much as we did. Thanks again to Mayor Aaron Stewart for your time and doing the good work that you do for the city of New Britain. And we couldn't do it without you, all of our listeners. Thank you for tuning in to this edition of The Connection right here on
WTIC News Talk 1080.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.